from the death.
We have hope. 复活我们有新的生命,
we have a new life.
因为耶稣复活我们所信的是何等的荣耀。
So our faith is so glorious.
今天我选这一段经文跟大家读的比较不是直接谈到耶稣基督的复活。
Today the scripture is not directly about the resurrection.
比较是间接性的描述到耶稣复活带给我们的意义。
It indirectly brings us the significance of resurrection.
刚刚我没有读英文，我现在请黄菊姊妹好不好，帮我们来读英文，罗马书第一章。
Book of Romans, chapter 6, 1 to 9. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with. That way, we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he has died, he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God.
我们所读的这段经文里面有三个非常重要的真理。
There are three important truths in this scripture.
使徒保罗在这里他说,
Paul mentioned here,
这样怎么说呢?
What shall we say then?
有人信了主之后,
Some people, they go on sinning after they believe Jesus. There's no change in their lives. Jesus has resurrected. Jesus has changed. However, what about us? Isn't there no change? So Paul especially reminded us three things.
如果我们要利用上帝的怜悯和恩典来继续犯罪，是一件非常可怕的事情。
If we continue to sin by utilizing God's grace, it is a horrible thing.
我们如果信神，我们如果接受神，我们已经归入耶稣基督。
Once we believe in Jesus Christ, we belong to Him.
若是仍然任意犯罪，
If we continue to sin,
我们就是利用神的怜悯和神的恩典。
We're utilizing the mercy and grace of God.
去糟蹋了爱心。
So we trampled on God's love.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
把我们救拔出来。
And he saved us.
也就是不要让我们继续活在罪中。
So that we no longer live in our sins.
不要继续有旧人的行为。
So that we no longer behave as the old self.
乃是有个新生的样式。
But we put on our new self.
第二个真理告诉我们呢, 什么呢?
The second truth tells us.
也就是当一个人接受基督, 领受了新生命。
When someone accepts Jesus, receives a new life.
就必须立志过神所喜悦的生活。
He has to determine to make life that is pleasing to God.
我们既然归属于基督, 我们就需要立志。
Once we belong to Jesus, we have to make up our mind.
向过去说不,
to say no to our past.
向恶者说不,
to say no to the devil.
向旧我说不,
to say no to the old self.
而是活出基督耶稣的新生的样式。
And to live out a new life.
另外第三个真理是什么呢?
What is the third truth?
说到说除非我们跟基督联合,
unless we're united in Christ.
我们在他里面, 他也在我们里面。
We live in him and he in us.
若非如此, 我们是不能够活出上帝要我们所活出的新生活。
Unless we do so, we shall not live out this new life.
保罗说, 我真是苦啊。
Paul said, how painful I am.
在我里面有两个律在抗争。
There are two selves inside of me.
我到底要顺从哪一个律呢?
Which one should I be obedient to?
顺从善的律还是顺从恶的律?
If I'm obedient to the kind or to the evil.
顺从神还是顺从自己?
To God or to myself.
他说我在里面交战。
There's a struggle inside of me.
但是他说到虽然心里面有挣扎,
even though there is that struggle inside of me.
可是他说我靠着主耶稣基督我就能胜过了。
He said, by Jesus Christ, I triumph.
所以如果我们没有跟基督联合在一起,
therefore, if we are not united with Christ,
我们想要立志行善,
if we want to do good,
却由不得我,
But it's not up to us.
所以我们必须要跟基督联合。
Therefore, we have to be united with Christ.
好，既然有这个三个真理。
Given these three truths.
这段经文里面所告诉我们的。
The scripture tells us.
那这段经文里面信息的重点是什么？
Then what's the focus of this scripture?
非常的简单的把这个信息的重点说出来。
So to put it simply.
今天我们不是上神学课。
Today we're not in the seminary class.
但是这段经文里面很清楚告诉我们我们必须要掌握到的一些东西。
But this scripture tells us clearly some important things.
也就是我的旧我，我这个本我，原来的我已经死了。
It is that our old self had already died.
这里说到是个过去完成式，已经死了。
Had already died in past perfect tense.
已经死了。
Had already.
是因为耶稣基督代替我们死在十字架上。
Because Jesus had already died on our behalf on the cross.
所以他死了。
Therefore, he died.
就代表我们死了。这是个过去完成式。
That is past perfect tense.
耶稣基督已经是在十字架上做成的。
It was already accomplished on the cross by Jesus.
但是呢，另外有一个现在进行式。
However, there was another present progressive tense.
这个现在进行式，也就是说，我要天天借着信心跟基督同死。
Which says, I am going to be dying with Christ every day.
与基督同复活。
And be resurrected with Christ.
这是现在进行式。
That is a present progressive tense.
所以一个是过去完成式。
One is past perfect tense.
耶稣为我们所做成的。
Which was accomplished by Jesus Christ.
一个是现在进行式。
The other one is a present progressive.
神给我们力量。
Which was given to us by God.
我们与他同活。
And we live with him.
我们与他联合。
And we are united with him.
我们就可以活出新的生命来。
And we can live out a new life.
好，在这里讲到四个同。
There are four sayings.
这段经文里面讲了四个同，第一个同是什么呢？
The first is
与主同钉。
To be crucified together with the Lord.
同钉十字架。
To be crucified with Christ.
我们知道耶稣基督他是被钉在十字架上的。
You know Jesus was nailed to the cross.
他被钉在十字架上，挂在上面。
He was hung on the cross.
这里说到是一种客观的。
That was a very objective thing.
这客观的，也就是说，耶稣基督他为我们定的。
That is objective. Jesus was nailed for us.
他为我们所完成的。
He had accomplished.
这里说到说是他跟他同定十字架。
So we are crucified with him.
我们把他定在十字架上。
We nailed him to the cross.
也就是说，他已经被定了。
He was nailed.
但是我们也要跟他同定。
And we too.
我们必须要把自己的罪定在上面。
We have to nail our sins on the cross.
这个耶稣已经做成了。
Which was already accomplished by Jesus.
我们把世人的罪钉在十字架上。
We nailed the sins of the world on the cross.
我们把耶稣基督挂在十字架上。
We hung Jesus on the cross.
这种是一个客观的，耶稣做成了。
It was objective.
但是这客观的还不够。
But it's not enough.
耶稣他客观做成了，但现在我们必须要主观的把它活出来。
Subjectively, we need to live it out.
也就是神借着我们来体验。
So that God make us experience.
神借着圣灵在我们里面来体验。
So that God made the Holy Spirit help us to experience.
我们要与主同钉十字架。
To be crucified with Christ.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
钉的话痛不痛苦？
Is it painful to be nailed?
如果你拿一个铁锤把你的手钉下去，
If someone put a nail on your hand,
痛不痛苦？
Does it hurt?
有没有被钉过？
Have you experienced?
当一个钉子把你手钉下去的时候，在你手上钉下去的时候，
The moment they put the nail on your hand,
非常疼痛的。
Hurts a lot.
有一次我的手被一个那个锚链子给砸到了。
Once I was hurt by something.
那在船上工作的时候，一个锚链子打到手。
Some nail.
我的左手指。
My left hand, my left finger.
哈，这个食指被打到的时候痛得要死。
It hurt me a lot.
痛了好多好多天了。
For many days,
被砸下去是 血流不止。
And it bled a lot.
这是我一生当中第一次感到那样的疼痛。
It was the first time in my life.
血止不住。
Pains like that.
那后来 好在我们那个船上有这个云南白药。
Fortunately, we have some medicine.
云南白药可以止血哈。
Which stops the blood.
哎呀，好不容易把它止住了。
We stopped the bleeding.
可是呢，那开始的从那天开始一直痛，一直痛。
But it hurt me every day.
因为是末梢神经。
Because the nerves are very tiny.
白天很痛。
The pains in the.
可是晚上睡觉的时候更痛。
And it pain even more during sleep.
因为你躺下来的时候，那个 血呢就一直在流，
一直在冲击着。When you lay yourself down, the blood is circulating.
非常非常痛。我第一次感到那么的疼痛。如果被人家骂的话，你觉得心理上很疼痛。
So if somebody criticizes you, you felt pain in your heart.
你在身体上，你可能被割伤了，也很疼痛。
But if your flesh is hurt.
我这时候突然感觉到被砸到，把这个指头给砸开之后，裂开之后，那个痛是非常痛的。
I felt this great pain.
足足的痛了大概有一两个月。
It lasts for a couple months.
耶稣基督他被钉在十字架上的时候
，When Jesus was on the cross.
当那个大铁钉钉下去的时候
，When a big nail was put in his body.
我不晓得你能不能感受到那样的疼痛。
Do you feel that pain?
如果你哪一天真的被钉下去的时候
，If one day you had it,
我相信你一定大叫的。
You may be screaming.
我相信有不少的弟兄都有这样的经历，对不对
？I believe a lot of the brothers here.
也就是你在做家事的时候，你帮家里你做一件东西，你在钉钉子的时候，突然一锤巧锤下去。
When you're running the house chores,
钉子没有钉到
，You didn't
敲到你的手
，You missed the nail, and
你一定大叫，是不是？有没有这样的经验？你们都没有啊，只有我举手。我有好多次这样的经验。耶稣基督他被钉十字架。
When Jesus was nailed,
耶稣基督他这里也提醒我们，当耶稣被钉的时候是非常痛苦的。
How painful it was.
所以与主同钉十字架，另外一个意思就是说与主同受苦。
Means to suffer together with the Lord.
与主同受苦，他这样受这样苦，我是不是也应该要来感同身受一下
？Because he suffered, and I had to experience it.
所以有可能因为我们信主，我们被人家嘲笑。
Because of being a Christian, we may be ridiculed.
有些人被逼迫。
We may be persecuted.
被打。
Be beaten up.
被吐唾沫在他脸上。
Be despised.
这是与主同受。
That is to suffer with Christ.
与主同钉。
To be put on the cross.
当耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的时候。
When Jesus was on the cross.
你想他能够动弹的吗？他能够动吗
？Could he move?
他没有办法动。
He couldn't move.
所以在这里也告诉我们一件事情，当我们与主同定的时候呢，其实是看到耶稣基督他被定在十字架上是不能动的，是受限制的，他不能够从十字架上下来，他有能力从十字架上下来，但是他宁可受限制，他不从十字架上下来，他从天上到地上来，他成为人的样式。在约翰福音那里告诉我们说，他是道成了肉身，住在我们中间，他受到限制，一个神但却成为人。当神成为人的时候，是受到很大的限制。很多事情他本来可以做的，但是他现在宁可限制自己不做。所以在这里我们被提醒就是，我们要与主同钉十字架。
When we're crucified with the Lord,
其实耶稣基督已经被钉了。
Because Christ was already crucified.
我们不必把自己再挂在十字架上。
We don't have to put ourselves on a so-called cross.
我知道菲律宾哈，他们常常在复活节的时候，特别受难节的时候，复活节之前，他们有很多人，他们想要常常试试看耶稣被钉十字架上的情况。
Many Catholics wanted to experience that pain.
所以有的人真的，他们被人家把他钉在十字架上，然后呢扛着游行。
To put them on a cross and to bleed.
这样子好像真的能够感受耶稣的被钉十字架的。
They were trying to experience the pain in that way.
这不是神要的。
But that wasn't what God required of us.
耶稣已经钉过了，我们不必再被钉，不必实质上被钉。
We don't have to be crucified like that.
但是呢，却要在生活当中
，in our lives，
生活当中要天天与主同钉十字架。
We should be crucified with Christ on a daily basis.
这是什么意思？也就是耶稣他所受的苦
，The pains that Jesus had endured，
我也跟他一样受苦
，I will endure as well。
耶稣他所受的限制
，The confinement that he took，
我也像他一样
，I will take
受限制
as well。
受限制是不好
，It is not good to be confined。
但是却为了主的缘故而被受限制
，For the sake of the Christ， we rather be confined。
为了要得着人，这是好的
，To fish men。
如果耶稣基督他不受限制，他不受苦
，If Jesus wasn't confined and didn't suffer，
他不钉在十字架上。
Had he not been on the cross,
我们就没有办法得到救恩。
We would not have had his salvation.
我们罪没有办法得到赦免。
Our sins were not forgiven.
所以保罗在这里特别提醒说，我们要与主同钉十字架。
We were crucified with him.
不单单只是想到他被钉十字架子的痛苦。
Not only thinking about the physical pain on the cross.
跟受到限制。
And the confinement.
更是要提醒自己。
But to remind ourselves.
我不再是自己的
I'm no longer the old self.
我乃是属于神的
I belong to God.
既然是属于神的我所
Once I belong to God,
承受的
what I can endure,
我所经历的
what I experience,
都在神的保守之下
is under his watch.
我都愿意来顺服
I'd rather be obedient.
好像约瑟一样
like Joseph,
他被他的哥哥出卖
who sold by his brothers,
他也被别人诬告被下到监狱里面
by other people.
但是他知道
but he knew,
神借此来磨练他操练他
God was trying to build up his characters.
后来成为埃及人的祝福
Later he became a big blessing to the Egyptians.
也拯救了他自己的全家
and saved his whole household.
好除此之外与主同定之外第二个就是说到要与主同死
The second point, to die with Christ.
这有所谓客观的跟主观的
There's also aobjective and subjective point.
客观的就是耶稣基督他已经死了。
Objectively, Jesus had died.
他已经完成了这个死的功夫。
He had accomplished this journey.
本来我们每个人都需要死。
Every one of us ought to die.
的确，我们每个人都要面对死亡。
Every one of us has to face death one day.
但是耶稣基督在地上，他自己亲自死在十字架上。
Jesus Christ.
不单单只是他肉体上死的，
更是 his flesh,
更是代表了我们，代替了我们的罪而死的。
And he represented us.
因为按照律法的要求
，according to the law,
人人都需要死
，everyone has to die.
我们的罪也需要死
，our sins need to die.
所以这是客观的，耶稣基督做成的。
That is objectively what Jesus had accomplished.
主观的部分，也就是圣灵正在。替我们来完成。
The Holy Spirit is now helping us to finish.
也就是我们要天天的来致死自己。
Which is to put our old self to death every day.
我们所走的这个旅程是个天天致死老我、致死这个旧人的旅程。
The phase of our journey is a journey that we put ourselves to our old selves to death every day.
保罗所说的旧人跟老我其实是同意思。
The old self.
那保罗在这里特别讲到说，好，我怎样子来与主同死呢
？Paul raised the question. Then how do I die with Christ?
首先，他说到就是说，用受洗来表明。
First, he said, we need to proclaim that through baptism.
当我们信主的时候，我们也要受洗归入主耶稣。
When we believe in Christ, we're baptized into Christ.
所以，当我们受洗的时候，就是我们向过去说不。
When we're baptized, we say no to our past.
也是让我们的过去死掉了。
And to let our old self die.
现在说面对的是一个新的生活。
And face a new life.
我们所领受的是一个新的生命。
The life we've received is new.
所以是用受洗、用洗礼来表明。
Through baptism.
好，另外他也讲到一件事情，就是要向罪来死。
And we also need to die to sin.
与主同死就是向罪死。
To die with Christ is to die to sins.
本来我对罪是很有感应的，人家告诉我们要做什么不好的事情，我就跟着做。
In the past, we're very reactive to sins.
我不觉得没有什么不对。
We follow suits to do bad things, not feeling ashamed.
但是当受洗归入主的名下
，But once we're baptized into Christ,
我们知道。这就是罪。
We know that it was sin.
当我们违背神的诫命的时候，就是罪。
When we are against the laws of God.
当我们做一些事情来伤害别人的时候，就是罪。
When we do some things to hurt others, we sin.
我们不愿意顺服神，这是罪。
When we're disobedient to God, we sin.
所以保罗在这里说，我要向这个死。
So Paul said, we ought to die to those.
也就是向罪来死。
We got to die to sins.
另外，他说到这个与主同死，就是要归入死。
The other death is to be baptized into death.
死是什么意思呢
？What does death mean?
基本上，死就是说我对一些事情我没有反应了。
To die, you have no reaction to many things.
我对一些事情我没有兴趣了。
And you lose interest to many.
以前是有兴趣的。
Which you had interest before.
现在我突然发觉浪费时间，我突然发觉做这些事情没有意义。
Now you find no interest, no meaning in those things.
所以没有兴趣了。
You lose interest.
本来以前别人骂我一下，我要回他一句。
In the past, somebody insulted me, I'll insult back.
别人打我一拳，我现在回他两拳。
Somebody strike me, I'll strike back.
以牙来还牙。
And an eye for an eye.
现在不再是如此了。
Now I no longer feel the need.
以前我本来认为说我自己会比别人好。
In the past, I felt that I am superior.
如果有伤害我自尊的地方，我一定要站立起来。
If somebody hurt my feelings, I'm angry.
但现在愿意放下自尊。
But now I rather put down my pride.
也就是处于这个没有自己、无我的状态当中。
To be in a condition of selflessness.
有一个老人、一个长辈，他跟一个年轻人。一起坐在一块石头上来钓鱼。当他们在钓鱼的时候，这位长辈很轻易的，这一天当中他钓了很多很多的鱼。
This old man caught a lot of fish.
而这个年轻人呢，他一条鱼都没抓到。
This young man didn't catch any.
一天很快的就过去了。
A day passed very quickly.
当他发现说我自己一条鱼都没有，但是呢，坐在我旁边这位老人却钓了一大堆鱼。
The young man found him catching nothing, but the old man had a lot.
他心里不是滋味，所以就扔下了这个钓竿。
Threw the rod to the ground.
他扔下这个钓竿，就问这位长辈，这个老人说。
He asked the old man.
他说：“我们两个人用的钓饵，这个饵是相同的。
We're using the same baits.
我们坐在的地方也是相同的。
We're sitting in the same location.
那为什么会有不同的这样不同的结果呢
？Then how come we have different outcomes?
这个老人就很从容地回答他。
The old man told him.
他说：“我钓鱼的时候，我不知道有我。”
When I am fishing, I don't know that I exist.
我也不知道有鱼。
I don't know that fish exist.
我的眼睛不眨。
My eyes are not blinking.
我的神态不变。
My facial expressions do not change.
以致鱼忘了我的存在。
So that fish forget about my existence.
所以我就很轻易的能够钓到鱼。
That is why I can catch them easily.
我相信你们在座很多人都蛮会钓鱼的哈。
I believe a lot of you know how to fish.
你们像不像这个老人一样
？Are you like this old man?
钓鱼的时候就完全不动。
You can sit there still.
这样反而可以钓到很多的鱼。
And you can catch more.
然后他就对这个年轻人说：“你跟我不一样。
You're different from me.
为什么呢？他说你心里面想到鱼。
Because you have fish in your heart.
你的眼睛一直在盯着鱼群。
And your eyes are trying to catch them.
然后呢，表情不断的变化。
Your facial expressions change all the time.
心情呢也烦躁不安。
And you're irritated.
鱼就被你吓走了。
And fish are scared.
那你怎么可能钓得到鱼呢
？And they escape, and how can you catch them?
所以当这个年轻人听到这位长辈、这个老人这样跟他说之后呢
？And this young man heard this.
他就如法炮制。
He followed suit.
啊，真的就钓了很多的鱼了。
And he got a lot.
神要我们为他得人。
God told us to fish men for him.
也就是要我们效法他一样。
To be like him.
死去。
To die.
没有自我。
Be selfless.
有的时候我们信主之后，我们会不会常常想到自己
？Do we always think about ourselves even after we got baptized?
其实，当我们信主、受洗、归入主的名下的时候，常常会带来跟以前不一样的情况是什么呢
？After we are baptized.
我们会比较关心别人。
We become more caring for others.
我们比较会。顾虑到别人需要
We consider others' needs more.
而不再是只是关注自己了
Unlike before, when we're only focusing on ourselves.
如果我们还在想我们自己为什么没有别人关心
If we are still thinking why nobody cares about us.
我们自己为什么没有得到更多的祝福
If we're still struggling with why we're not blessed.
当我们越是这样的时候表示我们没有与主同死。
The more we think that way, the more shows that we haven't died enough with Christ.
当与主同死的时候，是更多想到的不是自己。
Once we die with Christ, we will not think about ourselves that much.
而是想到神。
But we think about God.
想到耶稣基督。
Think about Jesus Christ.
想到别人的需要。
Think about others' needs.
所以保罗在这里特别提醒我们要与主同死。
So Paul reminded us to die with Christ.
另外，他讲到要与主同埋葬。
He also tells us to be buried with Christ.
如果一个人死了，你会不会想要把他埋葬？
If someone dies, don't you want to bury him?
当然，如果你很思念他的话，你把他的尸体遗体放在家里面。
If you miss them and you keep their bodies in your home.
我一个亲人哈，他因为丈夫过世了。
Pastor's relatives,
当然后来就把他烧成骨灰。
Her husband passed away.
他太想他的先生了。
And he was cremated, but this woman missed her husband a lot.
所以就把他的骨灰放在家里面。
So she kept the ashes at home.
不仅是放在家里面，放在客厅里。
And she put them in the living room.
当然，他跟他之间有爱。
Because she loves her husband.
他可以这样做。
And she can do that.
但是如果其他人进到他们家客厅的时候，你会怎么样？
When other people go into her living room,
当你一看到一个死人在的时候，你会不会吓死啊？
They would be scared if that was they see a dead body there in right in the living room.
以后如果哪一天我死在我家里，你们来看我的话，
if one day pastor passed away in
看第一次还没关系，对不对？
And we come to visit him.
如果第二、第三、第四天你们还来看，我还死在那边，还是一个尸体摆在那里。你们觉得不太会想来了，是不是？
If we find his body always staying in that house, we won't want to go there anymore.
所以你死了之后，你需要把它埋葬的。
So after someone dies, needs to be buried.
如果你不把它埋葬起来的话，
if you don't bury it,
它会发臭的。
It'll reek, it'll stink.
对不对？你不把它埋起来，那个臭味会慢慢出来的。
The odor will come out.
那个血水会流出来的。
It'll be gross.
如果你不把它埋葬的话，会吓人的。
If you don't bury it, it's scary to others.
如果你真的想吓人的话，你就这样做吧。
If you want to scare people,
家里面就放一个遗体，放一个尸体。
Keep a dead body in your house.
绝对不会有人来干扰你，是不是？
Nobody will come to bother you.
你知道世界上最安静的地方在哪里吗？
Do you know which place is the quiet, the most quiet place?
其实那里是一个非常好灵修的地方，因为没有人吵你。
It's a good place for spiritual devotions.
就是公墓，就是墓园。
It is a cemetery.
但是在那里呢，你不会闻到气味，因为呢，已经把人埋葬在地上了，
because the dead bodies were buried.
保罗在这里讲到说，要与主同埋葬。
Paul told us to be buried with Christ.
我们过去的旧人要把它埋葬起来。
We need to bury our old self.
我们的苦毒要把它埋葬起来。
We need to bury our bitterness.
我们过去的伤害也要把它埋葬起来。
Bury our hurts from the past.
这些东西都发生过。
All the things that had happened in our lives.
如果我们不埋葬起来的话，
If we do not bury them,
有一天会吓人的。
One day they'll be very scary.
有的人也不仅是吓别人，你可能会吓到自己。
Will not only scare others, but also scare
yourself. 因为你还被那个苦毒所缠住。
Because you're still enslaved to your old bitterness.
还继续被那伤害所伤害。
You're still enslaved to the hurts from the past.
所以我们要跟主同埋葬。
That is why we need to be buried with Christ.
耶稣基督死了。
When Jesus died.
从十字架上拿下来。
His body was taken down from the cross.
是要把它放在坟墓里面的。
He was put to the tomb.
把它埋葬起来。
To be buried.
如果不埋葬起来，
If we do not do that,
我们会发现它会臭。
It'll stink.
我们会发现它会吓人。
It'll be scary.
好，刚刚说到这以上这三项，与主同钉十字架
，to be crucified with Christ，
与主同死
，to die with him，
另外与主同埋葬
，to be buried with him。
这三样是比较消极性的。
These three things are passive。
保罗在这里说到这种消极性的，是意思说不活在罪中。
Paul tells us to be passive like this, so that we don't live in sins anymore.
我们不要活在罪中里。
We do not want to live in sins.
不要活出来的是个旧人的样式。
We don't want to live an old self anymore.
这是个消极的。
That is a passive approach.
接下来他讲到一个是一个非常积极的。
And then he mentioned a positive approach.
这个积极的就是接受耶稣基督的生命。
It is to accept the new life of Jesus Christ.
也就是说与主同复活。
That is to be resurrected.
与主同复活。
To live a life with the Christ.
基督信仰里面最宝贵的一个记号就是什么？
The most precious sign.
空坟墓，对不对？
Is the empty tomb.
基督教没有一个实质的坟墓，没有尸体在这坟墓里面供我们去朝圣、去朝拜。
Christianity faith, there is no tomb for us to worship.
因为耶稣基督已经复活了。
Because Jesus had already.
找不到尸体了。
been resurrected.
因为他复活了。
Because he was risen from the dead.
这是在历史上所发生过的事件。
It was a historical event.
很多人想要去找耶稣基督的尸体。
Many people set out to look for the body of Christ.
如果找到耶稣基督的尸体的话，就证明耶稣没有复活。
Because once they find it, it proves that Jesus had never been resurrected.
但是两千年过去了。
2000 years had passed.
没有人发现。
Nobody was successful.
没有人有人找到。
Nobody found that body.
所以耶稣基督已经复活了。
Therefore, Jesus had resurrected.
基督也不再死了。
Christ no longer can die.
这段经文里面已经告诉我们说，基督不再死了。
It tells us.
像罪只死一次。
Because he only died to sin once.
他已经做成了。
He had already accomplished it.
接下来他就复活了。
And he was resurrected.
而他复活之后呢，死就不再做主了。
After the resurrection, death has no mastery over him.
我们本来都活在死权之下。
We used to live under the power of death.
每个人都要面对死亡。
Everyone has to face death.
每个人都被罪所辖制。
Everyone was confined by sin.
但是如今耶稣为我们死过了。
But today Jesus had already died for us.
然后又为我们复活了。
And had already resurrected for us.
死不再掌权了。
Therefore, death is no longer ruling over us.
如果耶稣没有复活，
had Jesus not been resurrected,
死亡会继续掌权的。
Death will continue its ruling.
在这里，保罗提醒说，我们是与基督一起同复活。
Here, Paul reminded us that we have this life with Jesus.
哥林多前书第十五章第二十二节那里说
，First Corinthians 15:22 says.
在亚当里众人都死了。
In Adam, all died.
照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
But in Jesus Christ, all are made alive.
耶稣基督是出熟的果子，复活出熟的果子。
Jesus Christ was the first fruit of resurrection.
他已经复活了。
He had already resurrected.
因此将来我们虽然会死。
That is why, even though we are going to die,
我们肉体会死。
Our flesh body are going to die.
但是呢，将来我们也都要复活。
But we will be resurrected.
那保罗主要在这里，他不是强调这一点。
That wasn't Paul's point.
他而是强调说，我们里面的灵性活起来了。
His focus was on the spiritual life inside of us, which was risen from the dead.
将来我们都会有身体上的复活。
And in the future, we will be resurrected with our body.
神给我们穿上一个新的身体。
God will give us a new body.
但是我们现在就可以经历。
But now we can experience it.
经历灵性的复活。
The resurrection of our spirituality.
也就是今天我们有九位，他们要受洗归入主的名下。
Today we have 9 people who are going to be baptized into Christ.
当他们受洗归入主的名下，他们灵性复活起来了。
Once they're baptized, their spirituality is resurrected.
不再是为自己活
they no longer live for themselves,
乃是为主而活
and they live for the Christ.
现在活的不再是我
the one who is living now is no longer myself,
乃是耶稣基督
it is Jesus Christ.
所以当我们受洗之后我们现今就可以拥有
after we're baptized, we can have it right now.
我们也要活出这个复活的新生样式来
and we will live out this new life.
而我们也可以活出这新生的样式来。
And we are able to live out this new life.
这段经文里面告诉我们怎么活呢
？So the scripture tells us how to live.
乃是信心。
By faith.
借着信心。
Through faith.
我们灵性可以活起来。
Our spirituality is risen.
借着在基督耶稣里。
In Christ.
我们可以活起来。
We can live.
要活出一个新生的样式来
to live a new life.
这是保罗在这边殷切期待的
It's Paul's great hope for us.
有一个总经理他脾气非常非常暴躁
There's a general manager who has very bad temper.
他对他的部署呢也要求也十分十分的严格
He was very strict to his subordinates.
严格到苛刻的地步
to a degree that they're always afraid of him.
有一天呢这个部署呢拿了一份公文呈递给这个总经理
One day an employee of himtake him some documents.
当他拿给总经理的时候，外面人听到总经理大发雷霆。
People outside of his office heard this manager just yelled at this.
拍着桌子骂他说。
He was saying,
你写的是什么东西啊？
What kind of thing are you writing?
我看你只有初中的程度。
That is only like a middle school level writing.
不久， 这个部署走出来了。
This employee walked out of his office.
当他走出来的时候，面带笑容。
With a big smile on his face.
啊，他们就非常非常讶异。
The other people are very surprised.
然后他面带笑容的时候，对着这一群其他同事们说。
This guy who were yelled at told his coworkers that.
他说：“你们看，我进步多快。”
He said, "Hey, I've made great progress."
昨天总经理才骂我说只有我小的程度，现在我已经有初中的程度了。
Yesterday he scolded me to have only a elementary school level, but today I have a middle school level.
有一个基督新生的样式。
To have the new life of Jesus Christ.
他就是有一个不同的想法。
Then you have a new way of thinking.
他实在是一个永恒的想法。
He put this eternity in your mind.
有一个基督新生的样式，不再是只是挂虑着别人怎么责备我。
Once you have this new life, you no longer focus on how others are treating you.
不再是计较别人怎么样子对待我。
You no longer are focusing on how others are treating you, how bad they are.
乃是有一个积极正面乐观的思想。
But you have a positive, way of thinking.
圣经也告诉我们说，万事互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。
The Bible told us that all work for the good of those who love God.
所以我们可以靠着主的恩典，借着主耶稣基督，活出一个新的样式来。
So that we can live out a new life relying on Jesus Christ.
耶稣复活就使以上所说的这些都化为可能。
The resurrection of Christ made all these possible.
与主同钉十字架。
To be crucified with him.
与主同死。
To die with him.
与主同埋葬。
To be buried with him.
同时与主同复活。
And to be risen from the dead with him.
保罗在这里提醒我们。
Paul reminded us.
他用这一段简短的几节经文告诉我们。
Using these short scriptures.
我们作为基督徒。
As a Christian.
我们必须要珍惜这获得不义的恩典。
We have to treasure this grace.
并且不去滥用。
And do not abuse it.
神已经给我们恩典了。
God has already given us grace.
无非是要我们成为一个新人。
So that we become a new person.
能够活出这个新生的样式来。
And to live out a new life.
但是我们却不要说我要继续犯罪，继续活在罪里面。
And we shall not continue sinning.
乃是要活在主里面。
Rather to live in the Christ.
有一个新生的样式。
To take on this new self.
另外也就是我们借着洗礼开始一个新的旅程。
And to start a new journey through baptism.
这个新的旅程就是与主合一的旅程。
It's a journey of a unity with Christ.
我们基督徒在地上。
Living in this world.
开始走一个天路历程。
To start a journey to eternity.
会遇到一些困境。
We will face a lot of difficulties.
也会遇到一些引诱。
We will face a lot of temptations.
我们也会遇到自己内心当中的冲突跟挣扎。
We will face a lot of struggles.
甚至会遇到外界对我们的压迫。
And attacks.
逼迫。
From the outside.
但是我们都不害怕。
But we are not afraid.
我们乃是靠着主的恩典。
Relying on God's grace.
并且给我们信心。
And the faith that He gave us.
我们勇往直前。
We press on.
活出耶稣的样式来。
To live out the new life of Jesus Christ.
把平安把和平带给我们周围的人。
To bring peace and joy to the people around us.
让更多人能够看到神爱我们。
So that more people will see the love from God.
神也借着我们来表露爱来。
And to express this love of God.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
约翰福音第十二章二十四节那里说。
John 12.
二十四节。
Verse 24. It says, Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies,
仍旧是一粒,
it remains only a single seed.
若是死了, 就结出许多子粒来。
But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
我们在此复活节的时候,
On this day of Easter,
求主帮助我们, 让我们看见,
Pray to God to help us to see.
如果我们已经是基督徒,
If we are already Christians,
我们的灵性如果还常常地活在过去当中,
If our spirituality stays in the old stage,
我们要赶快把它拉回来。
We will pull it up.
如果还没有成为基督徒的，
If you are not yet a Christian,
我也鼓励你们。
We encourage you.
可以到主面前来向主祷告。
To come in front of God to pray to Him.
承认自己的软弱。
To admit your weakness.
承认自己的不是。
Admit your faults.
也更承认我们需要他。
And to admit that you need him.
接受他成为我们救主和生命的主。
To receive him as your the savior of your life.
所以在复活节当中。
On this day of Easter.
如果我们每个灵性都跟主一样活起来。
If our spirituality is risen from the dead.
我们过复活节就非常有意义。
We will have a very joyful day of the resurrection.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
让我们能够过复活节。
That you give us this day of resurrection.
在复活节当中。
During this day.
我们要更多的来思想你。
We will reflect on you.
我们要更多的提醒自己。
Remind ourselves.
要与你同死。
That we ought to die with you.
与你同钉十字架。
To be crucified with you.
并且与你同埋葬。
And to be buried with you.
更重要是与你同复活。
The most important, to be risen from the dead with you.
新生的样式来。
To live out a new life.
奉耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.